Exclusive: Feds build the wall for Joe Biden's SOTA address, walls work. By Wendell Hasebo and Bradley J. on March 7, 2024. Federal authorities constructed a wall surrounding the U.S. Capitol building for President Joe Biden's Thursday State of the Union speech, drawing the ire of Republicans who painted a contrast between Biden's open border policies and the heavily guarded Capitol complex. The 8-foot black Capitol wall, approved by the Capitol Police Board, could be more heavily guarded on Thursday by law enforcement than the southern border where 1.7 million known gotaways escaped into the United States under Biden. The Capitol Police say Biden's State of the Union address is a designated national special security event, which requires a robust security plan in cooperation with the Secret Service. That plan includes a large law enforcement presence behind a wall to protect the Capitol building from invasion. Democrats are happy to spend taxpayer money on building a wall to secure Biden and other D.C. elites. But they refuse to continue funding for Trump's border wall that was being built to keep the American people safe, Alex Brucewitz of X Strategies exclusively told Breitbart News. At least they concede that walls work, he added. The wall will remain surrounding the 175,000-square-foot Capitol grounds complex for 5 days after Biden delivers his speech. The Capitol wall is plastered with warning signs that read, "Area closed by order of the United States Capitol Police Board." It's disappointing to be reminded that our elected officials are only ever interested and urgent about putting up walls when it's to protect themselves. Vish Bora, a conservative insider and president of Basilisk, exclusively told Breitbart News. The American people are screaming for a border wall to protect our country. And these same elected officials either pretend like they can't hear those screams or even worse, they genuinely don't care to heed those concerns, Bora said. While politicians receive preferential security treatment, American citizens are struggling to remain safe in their own communities. Just recently, an illegal alien was charged for allegedly raping, kidnapping, and assaulting a young woman in Northern Virginia. Biden won't protect Americans from unvetted, violent migrants, but he'll build a fortress around the Capitol grounds to keep out Americans? Questioned founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project Mike Davis. Republicans are not the only partisans raising questions. Far-left Democrat Representative Eleanor Holmes Norton, who represents the District of Columbia, argued that building a wall to distance the elites from working-class Americans is not necessary. Already, the distance between government and the people has grown, with trust in government at historic lows, she told CBS News. We should not entrench that distance further by placing intimidating barriers between ourselves as public servants and the people we serve, especially when such barriers are neither effective nor necessary. Biden will deliver his speech at 9 p.m. ET to try and reset his 2024 campaign. Polling shows Biden's average approval rating is 39%. Historically, presidents with an approval rating below 50% lose re-election. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.